Milwaukee County Executive Tom Ament is suing to have as many as 100,000 signatures collected against him in a recall drive thrown out. Ament's lawyer, veteran Democratic activist Robert Friebert, says the groups running the recall filled out a campaign registration statement, but not a statement of intent to circulate a recall petition. However, State Elections Board legal counsel George Dunst says back at least 15 years ago, the board consolidated the required information onto one form. About 5 years ago, Dunst says he created a second sheet of paper where people could list reasons for a recall of city, town, village, and school board officials.
Thinking that I would be making things easier and life easier for people doing recall and for the elections board and other filing officers. But actually, this page that I created isn't really required if all of the information is contained on the EB1 registration statement.
Dunst says in 90% of recent recall efforts, citizen groups squeezed all their information onto the one form. He says that includes the successful recall drive a few years ago against former Republican State Senator George Petak. Dunst says he can't remember if his one form can fit all advice has been upheld in court. It appears that Waukesha County Judge Mac Davis will hear the Ament case. Davis is also a former Republican state senator. But Ament's lawyer says he has no problem with Davis's involvement. Attorney Dunst of the Elections Board says he hopes a court hearing would also look at the timing of Ament's challenge.
We're wondering why this was raised now as opposed to shortly after the registration statement was filed. A position, by the way, the board has taken in other recalls, and that is if there is an objection to the registration, you would expect that it would be rendered to the filing officer, in this case the Milwaukee County Election Commission, within a reasonable period.
Ament is likely to fight his legal battle with leftover campaign funds. The main recall group is asking everyone who signed the recall petition to send in $1 to pay for that group's legal fees. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.